This is Fresh Air. Sia is the Australian songwriter and singer Sia Furler, who frequently appears in public with her face obscured by wigs or masks of various kinds. She has written and co-written songs recorded by such stars as Rihanna, Beyoncé, and Katy Perry. Sia's new album, called This Is Acting, includes a number of songs Sia wrote for others, but which she's reclaimed as her own. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Sia's This Is Acting.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
With her vigorous work ethic and boundless productivity, Sia does indeed seem, as the title of that song has it, unstoppable. And the title of her album, This Is Acting, suggests the key to Sia's appeal, at least to my ears. She constructs huge, billowy ballads and then inserts herself into them, portraying a woman tossed and torn by love.
Clipped wings, I was a broken thing. Had a voice, but I could not sing. You would want me down. I struggled on the ground. Oh, so lost a line, have been crossed. Had a voice, but I could not talk. You held me down. I struggled to fly now. Oh, but there's a scream inside. We are tried out. We hold on so tight. We cannot deny it's us alive. Oh, it is us alive. Oh.
I don't care if I sing off key, I found myself in my melodies, sings Sia on that song, Bird Set Free. I like her singing in part because of its imperfections. She has an urgent rasp and belts out songs with unself-conscious vigor, the way you or I might sing in the shower. The element of imperfection, of not trying to hit every note at exactly the right moment, lends her ballads far more humanity than many of the bigger name artists for whom she's written hits.
The concept behind Sia's new album, This Is Acting, is simple and almost daring. It consists of songs she wrote for other artists that, for one reason or another, were not recorded. The first thing to occur to you might be, well, it's because they're inferior tunes, right? Not at all, it turns out. The title, This Is Acting, would seem to refer to a couple of things. One is Sia's stage persona, presenting herself with her face obscured in a way that claims attention while pretending anonymity. And This Is Acting also suggests that writing for other artists is play acting, pretending or putting oneself in the shoes and voice of another to approximate what sort of song that performer might sound good singing. Take, for example, this song, Reaper, which was written for Rihanna, but Sia ended up using it for herself, making it very much her own.
Broke down, thought I would drown. Hoped I'd be found before I hit the ground. Some days I think I'm high. Yeah.
saw you weeping, saw you creeping, saw you sneaking in the shadows long. The fear so strong. Saw you at the corner of my eye. Do
Sia thinks like a pop music critic, telling Rolling Stone that she tries to, quote, understand the will or nature of popular culture. That approach contributed mightily to her ability to turn out hits for others. Sia began her career as an introspective singer-songwriter composing personal material, but she really took off as a commercial force and as an artist once she cultivated a different talent for turning familiar phrases into hooks, for playing with language and pop song conventions. In a fundamental way, Sia became more authentic once she decided to stop being herself.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed This Is Acting, the new album from singer-songwriter Sia. On Monday's show...
My name is Max. My world is fire and blood.
Australian director George Miller, the creator of the Mad Max films, the latest of which is Mad Max Fury Road. Miller made his directorial debut with the first Mad Max film in 1979. He'll tell us how he went from that to writing the film Babe and writing and directing the Oscar-winning Happy Feet. Hope you'll join us. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.